Anna Snyder is my interview guest today. Anna is Associate Professor of Conflict Resolution Studies at CMU's Menno Simons College, which is located right across the street from the University of Winnipeg. Anna, it's really a privilege for me to speak with you today.
Thanks for asking me, David. I have been teaching conflict resolution studies at Menno Simons College for almost 12 years now, and I teach the introductory course, conflict and culture. I've taught conflict theory, peace theory and practice, and women and peacemaking are the two courses that I'm teaching right now. And the women and peacemaking course is very much based on my research interest, which is researching the activities of women working for peace around the world.
There's a study you've been doing with women refugees and migrant workers building peace in camps on the Thai-Burmese border.
Yes, in 2007, I traveled to Thailand and conducted interviews with women refugees who are in exile from Burma in the camps, and that was just an amazing experience for me. I learned a lot what it's like for refugees in refugee camps, and there are actually people who have been refugees for decades and living in camps for, you know, even for generations. It's an in-between kind of space where actually all kinds of things are happening. People are just surviving, but actually really interested in returning to their homes or getting out of the camps, and in some instances able to participate in the activities and the kind of peace building that that might make that possible. And and of course we know that people also are participating in the conflict.
What is one of the key questions that you're going to be grappling with in this Women in Peacebuilding course, and who's your co-instructor, which I think is also a very fascinating dynamic that's going to be in that course?
We'll be looking at women's peace activities all around the world, and it's a question that is it's really, I think, highlighted by the Nobel Peace Prize Award to basically the Liberian women's peace movement. That's Lema Gowi and Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, and as well Tawakkul Karman. The conflicts, the wars, actually provide a space for conflict transformation, and some women have seen that it's a way to improve the status of women, and particularly in negotiations, so before the conflict is even over, when new constitutions, just for example, are being set up. The women in Liberia not only were instrumental in pressuring the Charles Taylor to take part in the peace negotiations and the other armed factions, but they then continued to do electoral work and get Ellen Johnson Sirleaf elected. So so there are all kinds of possibilities for women to improve their status through peace negotiations and through their peace-building activities.
Could you say something about the person you're going to be teaching with, which I'm sure you're really looking forward to?
Yes, I am. I met Uiporn in Thailand in 2007, and she is just an extraordinary leader and trainer. She has been conducting training in conflict resolution and peace building. She is also, her specialty as a part of that is building inner peace. And so she focuses on meditation and kind of the way of life, a peaceful way of life. And actually, as a part of that, she has been focused on conflict resolution, meditation, spirituality, and also the environment. And when I was there, I visited the mud Buddhist temple that she had built. Of course, with assistance, this is a environmentally friendly movement that she is starting, and it's the first mud Buddhist temple in Thailand.
Hmm.
So she is just quite extraordinary as a trainer, activist, spiritual leader, and environmentalist as well. And I'm really looking forward to working with her.
Well, thank you so much, Anna, for this fascinating conversation about your research, your expertise, and your passion, and particularly this course, Women in Peacebuilding, that's going to be taught at the Canadian School of Peacebuilding in the summer of 2012. I wish you well as you continue your work and as you look forward to this opportunity next summer.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thanks.